This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, so I'm going crazy mode today. I'm like so fucking pumped
so awesome.
To have
so
the squad
awesome.
And in person in
Thank
the studio
you.
Fucking both of my buddies, and it's like
and
I
having
seen
both
you
of
in,
you here
about a million years, and then you did the show somewhat
it's
recently.
Crazy yeah. yeah
but it was you know it wasn't the same
it
was
wasn't the
Zoom,
same
yeah and it was mm-hmm.
And Kate was like a full on no show, which is it was just so much more
no.
awesome to like have you both here.
Yes, to
you
not
don't
have
remember.
Somebody bail.
You don't
like,
remember.
Did I bail?
It is like so
no,
cool.
No.
Full okay. on.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like,
just,
you were traveling.
I was traveling absent. Internationally. Yeah. yeah.
And so, and to have the two of you together, because at that time it was John and Kate, you had your Peacock project.
Yeah.
We talked a lot about which category it was going to
be nominated
under.
For.
Yeah. No, just on Pete. We did not talk about that.
Well, we can.
Which category it was going to be
we
under.
Saved
and
that
the Peacock
for this. Yeah,
menu,
we were trying
oh,
to figure
I see,
out
I see.
Which
oh,
I think
the
ended
heading
up being
would be.
Epic Balls with Awesome Sauce was the category.
Yeah.
And John was here to talk about that. And then since then, it does kind of feel like it's been like, very different direction, like not doing stuff together in a way that
that's scary.
It's very yeah, noticeable, would, very scary. And so the fact that I was like, this is not going to happen, that they're both going to be here today.
Well, you'll no, notice I, how we're positioned.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Meaning what? Separated?
Space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is healthy. This is it right here. Same
yeah.
room, you're here together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But just a little
a
bit.
Little
just
bit
a
of space.
Little,
yeah.
little bit. Yeah.
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 Because yeah. Kate's doing her, it's Kate.
Doing I'm doing
show,
my play, which is coming to the Pasadena Playhouse.
Play,
tickets now available.
Play. And yeah. how nice, right? SAG's resolved. WGA's resolved. The stage is open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The stage is open.
Yeah, yeah.
The lights.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Be where they're not. Now yeah. everybody's going, being back
being
on screen.
Filming TV yes. and I'm still
and
on stage. Yeah.
So much room to play. It's amazing.
Yeah.
No, it's like a wide open, can go nuts.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I've yeah. got to get up there.
You it's should.
Theater's amazing. It is the, yeah. the immediacy of it.
Live.
And, yeah.
We know in our reptile brain, right? Like whether we're looking at a giant projection on a screen or connecting with a human being.
It's real human space. Connection.
Yeah.
Frequencies, there's yeah. magnetic.
Don't
and
talk.
I argue
it's like
you can photograph the
yeah.
if
yeah,
it's like just sit
know?
There. It, like, do not talk.
Don't be on
there's
your phone.
There's a play happening.
Yeah. yeah.
Do not speak.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, it's like very, that's like, that's real human connection right yeah. there.
Have y'all ever seen the play?
No, I don't. I'm scared. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I would not be comfortable there. I'm told that
Jersey
you are
Boys
not allowed
the theater,
to like
in the movie theater.
You're not allowed to respond to anyone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
so,
we went together and that even
no,
that was
I couldn't do
like,
it.
Challenging.
Yeah.
It fucked me up. Yeah. I was ended up going to the hospital afterwards.
Oh
Why?
My God.
They're like insane.
You were hospitalized?
No, but I went to just see everybody
yeah.
and just be like, oof.
Yeah,
like,
check
you know,
up.
Yeah.
yeah.
And give them a bit of a kick, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing me come in there.
Hey, yeah.
And telling them about the movie, because like they can't go.
They couldn't
right,
see the movie.
Right.
You know,
so
they're at
they're,
work.
They're
laid
and,
up.
Like, be, yeah. To yeah. share in that way.
Yeah.
What we have, which is
yeah.
we saw the movie, tell them about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And but they were also like kind of freaked out because the Jersey Boys are like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Was
the
it
shit
kids?
They get
was
up
it
to is like demented.
The people, it was mostly people. I mean, the one we
Middle
went
age.
To was people recovering from some sort of like plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Just like, just elective.
Oh, okay.
yeah.
yeah.
So that
yeah,
was
yeah.
the kind of hospital
cool,
it was.
Cool, cool.
So they did yeah. look freaked
Not
out
stressful.
Anyway.
Yeah.
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 No, yeah. It was just, but just to, you know, say what's up and tell them about the Jersey Boys.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Who are so weird.
No.
Did you see it?
I don't know what
no,
that is.
It was a Broadway show about...
I'm seeing Kinky Boots in my head.
It's yeah. about a real band, and I'm forgetting
kicking
their
boots.
Name.
Kicking,
it's yeah. called Kicking Boots.
Kicking yeah. Boots, yeah.
It's about a real
Boys.
Band.
The Jersey
yes,
Boys?
It's called the Jersey
yeah.
Boys, yes.
But the band wasn't the Jersey Boys. It's based on a real band.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was
based
on
real guys, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. yeah. And then well. They made a movie which didn't do no one
it didn't do
that
well,
movie.
And I think...
No.
Like,
who was in it?
Yeah, it's...
Well, exactly, yeah. exactly.
Uh-oh.
Who was in it?
Hey there!
Remember, they are like... The falsetto.
They sing really high. Like, ooh, wee. I mean, maybe that's Billy Joel.
That's Billy Joel? Yeah, but it's...
You can't tell me anyone that was in it.
Yeah, I can't.
Why?
Exactly.
I really
that
can't.
Was kind of the idea, so you could, like, see them and
Frank
not be pulled Whale. Out of it.
Oh, right, right, right.
But I actually want... It was so crazy that I actually could have benefited from
Star.
That distance.
Yeah, yeah,
from,
yeah.
From, like, seeing people up there be like, okay, I know who that is.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
Eric
sure.
Bana. Like,
yeah.
he would have been amazing. Like, I'm like, he would have crushed.
He would have crushed.
Yeah, yeah.
It would have sure. been so helpful if
Two
Eric had been
down
a part
the middle.
Of it.
Oh, damn. Crap.
Joe Manganiello. Uh-huh,
Joe Manganiello, uh-huh. yes.
Like, all of a sudden, I yes. understand, like, he looks like a Jersey guy, right?
Yeah.
And just, I have something to, like...
Yes, Dave Bautista.
Latch on to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody.
Because he's
fucking
funny.
Some beef
like,
on
yes.
stage. I'm like, just looking like, at these, like, I don't know what.
They were tiny.
They're not substantive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kate, I'm actually getting dizzy going like this, looking between you two.
Do you want to move?
Just
do you want to
warning you?
Do you want to sit over here?
No, I'm just warning you. If
you
I seem more oriented, it's not because I'm cutting you out.
Yeah.
It's because I'm getting dizzy going yeah. back and forth, getting whiplash.
And I'm
that's
doing this,
good
so
me
if
too,
I,
yeah.
so
people
if you
sit there, they do tend to look towards the two people over there. Makes sense.
So I'll check in.
And so when people look back, I'm kind of like,
switching back
and
forth. What? I'm just letting you know that I'm not being rude. I'm just... getting
this is great.
Dizzy, so I'm just
this
gonna
this is great
but I'll,
and I,
I'll go
just
like,
so you know while you're looking over there I am looking at you
great mm-hmm. this part
yes
okay great
and I'd like to let everyone know that I'm not being rude
yeah
just I like to announce that
yeah, totally
like, so if anything I say feels offensive inappropriate
not being
right?
rude
like
yeah.
hurtful I'm not being rude
totally
yeah
I'm making podcast
this is actually one of the first times Kate and I have been in this arrangement. I feel like normally I'm always this side of my face.
Because we have the same good side.
Yeah. And so it's really...
It's hard.
Yeah. And I, of course, defer to the
I
woman.
I was wondering
harder.
Lately if my good side is actually my bad side.
Well, I often...
Do
I
you want to switch?
No, I'm not. No, I'm... Side. No. I'm thrilled about where I am because the cameras are really mostly, right, Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Getting my good side.
Yeah.
And but I'm
I feel
with
like
you
I'm...
that I actually think my good side, what I think of is my good side is more like... traditional and kind of milquetoast. And this side, which I think of as like
gnarled,
is actually more
so much
kind of
character.
Like,
sexier.
I feel weird because I feel like I have so much hair and I feel like I'm kind of buttoned up. I feel like this is not, I'm kind of like,
just in general right now.
Just this, I can feel that it's not, like, I just feel a little.
Well, can we scrap that angle?
No, it's fine. I'm just going to open this up to kind of sell sex cells. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, so that's interesting. So we've been talking about, obviously...
Do we need to be more sexual as well? I mean, like, if there's, like...
Well, I was transitioning into that.
Okay, great.
That, like, because the stage is open, and, like, you're doing your thing, and you had your special, but...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hayes and I have been thinking about putting on a live sex show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get back to your, like, Amsterdam roots.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And just, like, nothing...
It's what sell. I mean, that's the truth.
Absolutely.
Yeah
well, burlesque that's what we like, that's what we are mainly interested in is financially.
Fucking out of pocket right now.
Are you...
Burlesque.
Yes, but, burlesque it, like, it has really grown out of, I think, the artistic roots of it, and now it is all cashy.
I keep forgetting. You can't legally sell tickets to watch people fuck on stage, right?
You
That's
can't
illegal?
Sell them for money.
No.
Electronic.
But you can,
you can trade
PayPal.
Them for electronics and you can do it via...
I'm sure that's going
app.
On.
Do like a
book
of truth thing.
Yeah.
Pay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's free to enter, but you got to pay to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Right, right, right. A cup of coffee costs $35.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are y'all having sex together in the show? Or
we have no idea what the show will look like. Yeah, yeah, we have no idea.
I said yes very
well. Yeah.
Well, even though we don't know,
it's in such early stages. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Totally. I get that totally. Just keep it open and talk about
it. And I'm excited, you know, on a few levels to see how the show takes shape.
Yeah.
And to find out what it feels like.
I can tell you.
I can tell you. Or show ya.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I, you know what I love more than burlesque?
Tell me.
The culture around burlesque.
Yeah. That is
which we've lost.
Motorcycle guys, pin-up girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quentin Tarantino.
So many different boots that I can't pick one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Quentin. So many styles of boots.
And there's this feeling
and
of
take
like,
them off for Quentin.
It's like sort of threatening. They're they're gonna hurt you, but they're so weak. Like the people involved in it are so physically weak.
No, have 16th century diseases. Yeah. Yeah. Let's have consumption.
That they like, somehow feel like they got from doing this, but how?
Uh-huh.
I feel they need to be clear. I wasn't disparaging Tarantino. I was saying that Pulp Fiction has been something that's been co-opted by a lot of the burlesque community.
Yes.
That's what I meant to say.
Yes. Oh my
God. It is just objectively a perfect film, I would argue, in many ways.
Oh my God.
And the cultural impact of it is so overwhelming.
Do you want me to cut out my Tarantino comment?
I just don't want to be
I know there's a
relationship.
I know there's a relationship.
Yeah, so I just wanted to be clear that I wasn't saying I was just saying that movie has been co-opted by that culture.
I have to say right here and right now that, like, I haven't thought about this, but how much I use your Tarantino credit for my own social cachet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was box office Bruin girl.
I'll be like, yeah, she's been in, yeah, she's
and I was in the trailer.
I was in the trailer.
Oh yeah.
And it makes me, it really, by association, I feel so much cooler.
I had a close up in the trailer and I never worked again.
That's
well, that's it. You know, you get one credit like that, and you're part of cinema history.
Yeah,
part
you don't
of the
need to work
of this
again.
Great tradition, and
you
then
don't
it's
need
like,
to
what are you gonna
again.
Do now?
Yeah,
and
what are you
it
gonna
was
do instead?
Scale for you?
Yeah,
but that I mean, I'm sure you would have done it for scale. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, of course, something
like had they free, not you, had they not made you. You would have done it for scale,
well,
like, for
I'd
sure.
I'd like the money to show back up on screen.
Exactly.
Please. I don't necessarily need it in my
and
pocket.
And they're obviously in complete agreement on that. And that is amazing. That's the best feeling when you're both going in and it's like, you both say it at the same time, like, scale.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
Did Margot like to play?
She was really sweet.
Because I know that you obviously like to play, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We get the script.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think there's always some room to play.
You know, I have to say that
and
was
when your scene partner's Margot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll say that there was no improvisation. It was really to script, and of course, you know, I would never be so bold as to improvise
to
on
start
that set.
Playing. Oh
so,
my God.
So I just was completely to the because you know the scripts are so poetic and
can I say this and I'm not here to gas you up,
yeah,
it felt like you were playing.
That's
I mean
incredible.
It felt, you know,
well
it,
it's not a comedy role, right? It's really I had to
I wasn't saying it was comedic. I did not call it comedic. I was saying that it felt so natural.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
That it was as
that's a high compliment.
I assume perhaps you and Margot were playing, but that's a credit to both of you and
to
the writer.
She could not have been more professional or lovely, and she was really, she was really great.
Was there any kind of discussion of history?
You haven't discussed this.
Let
before.
Me ask a friend.
you haven't discussed this. No, I'm just curious.
No.
Yeah,
we really don't
talk about
our
work.
Friendship exists like totally in the work. That's what people don't know. Mm-hmm. When you're watching our stuff, that's the only time we're hanging out.
Yeah, yeah.
You power down when
literally.
We always say save it.
I sleep standing up.
Save it. Mm-hmm. We say save it.
Yeah,
we don't
want
it because when you start to get into the dynamics of friendship and personal friendship, when the cameras aren't rolling, that's where things and that's when honestly it can get fraught. That's when fights happen.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're rolling, you can't fight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's
or if you do. What great footage.
Yeah.
But you were asking.
Oh, I was asking, was there any discussion? Were you present for any sort of like, well, Sharon Tate, when she, like historical discussion? Or was she was already deep in the role?
She was deep in. They had been shooting. I think I was there their last week of shooting or something. So,
wow.
Yeah, I was there for two days. Yeah. So my last day on set was also my second day on set.
And which theater was it, Doll?
It was the Bruin right there in Westwood.
The Bruin? Mm-hmm.
You stop at Diddy Reese?
What?
Diddy Reese?
Right there, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The BJ's across the street. Stop by for a Pizookie.
BJ's Brew House, yeah. We did an episode of Doughboys in 1-7 about where BJ's was kind of the focus of the entire episode.
We did. I used to eat the Pizookie in high school.
What is a Pizookie?
John, listen to this.
We would love to do it again.
Yeah, the Pizookie. The Doughboys will tell you, but
I would love to do Doughboys. The Pizookie is a cast iron with a chocolate chip cookie dough. They put it in and they put it in the oven. So it's a warm, gooey, cast iron, huge chocolate chip cookie. And then they take it out of the oven.
They have to kind of like, well, they tableside, they kind of mush it around.
And then they do vanilla ice cream on top and it melts over.
Oh my God.
It is. I mean, I haven't had it since I was 16 years old.
We should fucking go get a Pizookie.
We should blaze and go get a Pizookie.
The things they do to the Pizookie now.
Pizookie, I love your pronunciation.
Do they add like peppermint chunks for the holidays and stuff?
It's a cookie.
I know, I just remember having pretzel chunks.
But people do say Pizookie, and it's
a Pizookie.
And it's actually a Pizookie.
It's a Pizookie.
It's a
Pizookie.
It's not pizza. It's not crazy.
I would argue a really fun date for us.
Pizookie.
Dinner and Pizookie.
It's a couple names.
Or a movie and Pizookie.
Suki. What's her name?
Suki Waterhouse.
Suki Waterhouse and Pete Davidson. I am Pizookie. I mean, can you
even
believe we came up with that?
I need to address, the last time I was here, I was doing Doughboys, and you can bleep that out. And
so they are having people, like they are having people on the show.
I had a pillow behind me for lumbar support.
Sure.
And then I saw the
footage. And that's all resolved?
And then I saw the footage. Oh, and the viewers at home could not see the pillow. What they saw is me out here like 3 feet more forward than everyone else.
I think I recorded here for about 8 months before I realized that was happening.
Yeah. You literally can never have lumbar support.
That's what I'm struggling with right now.
No, you have to... You have to feel uncomfortable.
Oh, we should add a third person to our collaboration. It would be so funny. Like 10 years into it, we add a third.
That's really amazing.
Yeah. Who would you just panic?
Yeah. And all the videos
like
are
a 24-year-old.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I think that's funny.
We could have a kid and add them.
Yeah.
Get a fucking Stranger Things kid. Get one.
Yeah. Or you go four. You have to do four. You have to do one more.
Yeah.
So they,
we could just keep growing. So then it's like 18 people.
Yeah, by the end.
It's like the polyphonic spree.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Okay, go music videos. Change the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Other stuff.
That shit rocked my world, man.
Yeah.
When they're
those a lot
on the treadmills crazy and jumping. Stuff. Yeah.
How do they do that? Honestly, if you think of that, you're crazy, man. Like the stuff they would do.
What's the music is my question. What's the song? We only think of the video.
No, it's true. I do.
I can kind of hear
sort of
what is it?
Goldbergian.
I can hear like a that one that was it's coming back, so it's
like
working. The video has been wedded to the song on some level in some synapse because I'm hearing xylophone.
There's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at her.
Yeah. Is that right? No. Hoping and praying.
Holidays
are coming up.
Let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Throw a little money in
holidays
the plate
are coming
at
up.
Church.
That, right? This is a great tip because like my plan.
Keep your prayers up and your roots down deep.
Did you mention the holidays? Because like my gift to people is introducing them to new music.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like I curate like stuff.
What
like,
do you use? You know. Spotify Tidal?
What?
Tidal.
What's your main?
Tidal.
How do you stream music?
Oh, Spotify or?
Spotify or okay. Tidal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Just like it's Tidal.
Or Apple.
Tidal or Tidal.
Tidal mm-hmm. or Tidal.
Tidal.
The pronunciation police over here.
Apple Music.
Pizookie.
It's just an audio format.
Now visual.
Yeah.
Does this happen a lot?
Spotify.
So now that we're going to have to go in and like subtitle, I guess the entire thing.
Tidal.
Subtitle.
Subtitle.
Yeah, Hayes gives everyone an iPad with like a huge curated playlist.
That's amazing.
And it's incredible. One year he had uploaded a personal video to it. Because the cloud, you don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. What was it?
And so I had to rappel.
I didn't watch out of respect house. For him, but yes.
Down the chimney
to
get the iPad. And it was like in the Christmas tree. And they so they think like the kid comes in, they think I'm Santa Claus.
Santa.
They think
Claus,
I'm giving them the iPad. So then they start watching the video.
No,
I have I don't wake up your parents. It's me, Santa. Between us. You know what I mean? And so they're like, okay. Like, thank you, Santa, for the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for my iPad.
Thank you, Santa Claus. Yeah.
I was just thinking, was Santa young ever? Has he always been old?
It's a really good question.
And I guess it's a mythological, right? We suspend our disbelief. But he's always old, or was Santa young? I asked the same question twice. Because young Santa, that's a movie. Hot.
Well,
that's
I was just going to say, John, I think you could be young Santa.
Literally.
I think John could be young Santa.
Thank you. Look,
John. Couldn't John be young Santa?
Couldn't I write a movie called Young Santa?
Young Santa?
And it's John.
For John. Yeah.
Gay young Santa. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why make him gay?
Yeah. And then he
and
the title.
The mythology is that he became not gay at some point.
Yeah.
He got older. Totally. Mm-hmm.
He went back in.
Or maybe his coming out story. So committed to Christmas to kind of push down something else, being
like,
gay.
Yeah. Because it would be too controversial.
Yeah, or just devoting oneself to Christmas to avoid oneself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I devote myself to Christmas entirely.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
And easier to just look at Christmas. Time. Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hollywood Handbook.
I want to talk about John's special a little bit.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh.
You did? You saw it?
Oh, yeah. I've watched it a few times. Okay. I saw the taping.
She was.
You were there.
No, Kate did a major.
I did warm up.
She literally, she vamped while I changed into a costume and like really tore. As gay people say, tore.
Yeah, yeah.
You tore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's okay.
You ate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, you can use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
Imagine him doing that. Do it.
Say it.
You tore just now.
Yeah. Fuck good.
Yeah. Hayes really tore.
Yeah.
He ate that.
He ate it.
He ate it.
He ate
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
It,
yeah.
Oh.
He ate, yeah. Good.
He had the bones.
We eaten. I love when they like Hollywood Handbook. Hollywood Handbook Hive, we eaten. Like when this yeah. post comes out.
When they see this image.
Yeah, we eaten.
Before
tonight.
We should
post
episode.
We tonight.
We should post this.
This will be
we
real.
Post this.
Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin.
Yes. Could this also be like a post?
It can be, sure.
Make it a post, Kevin, and have it and have the caption.
If we did a post of this and people
you're
were, like,
eating
commenting or, on it and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Hollywood Handbook Hive, we eating tonight.
We eating tonight. We eating good.
Can we repost it?
Yes, it can be reposted.
Hollywood Handbook, repost.
Post it.
Hello, Hive. We're eating tonight. We eating tonight.
Yep.
Yep, that's perfect.
Hollywood Handbook.
Did you say
Hive.
Reading?
Hello, Hive.
Post the stories.
Read tonight. Post stories.
The special was on Max.
Yes.
Was that. Mm-hmm.
Although it premiered on HBO.
It Daddy's was an HBO love. Original. Which camera should I look at when I say that?
That one.
Thank you. HBO.
I cut that, to them. Can you do it again?
So it premiered terrestrial.
HBO.
That's less prestigious to me. I mean, like, I don't know if, like, you, to me it is. It is. That's what, like, Marmy is, like, watching. Marmy's watching HBO terrestrial.
Marnie?
No, Marmy.
Marmy, old grandma.
Marmy.
Since you can't, like, speak.
Marmy from
here,
Little Women?
Like, what? It's Marmy. It's like Marmy's like a type.
Marmy,
like,
dude.
Oh, like she doesn't know what is happening or like what's up, and she's watching HBO like on the freaking terrestrial, like on the freaking rabbit ears.
Mm-hmm.
That
they
to
have
me
mind
sucks.
Of
got this big.
It's Max.
Fucking honking remote control. Look like a damn battleship board or something.
Like just a battleship
big,
board.
Just
yes.
Like,
it looks like a battleship
the,
board.
You know, one of these things. I haven't seen one of these. My remote, sleek.
Yeah.
Tiny, one button. Can barely use it.
I'm swamped.
Literally, I can't
accident.
Use it.
Don't
exactly.
know how it works.
Mine fell between my couch. I cannot get, like, between the cushions. And not just the cushions, into mm-hmm. the wood bases. Between
oh,
the two
no,
wood bases
that
are immovable.
Because it's that thin.
It's that thin. It's... I really, really, no one likes automation. No one likes automation. I miss
keep buttons.
So your couch has
buttons.
A wood, wood base?
I'm yes. so young.
That's
I,
where we're
I
going.
I only use the new
mine's
remote.
Mine's adamantium.
I think aesthetically we're going to go back to
remote.
That. Buttons.
I agree.
My stick of gum is my remote. I mean, it's
literally.
It's way
not
for
there.
Thin.
Yeah.
It's so, yes, I cannot use it. The button does nothing. Nothing at all. Can't turn anything on or off. I feel so modern.
I hate it.
Love it.
I gotta get a Sonos play bar.
Max did aired your special. It's on HBO.
I love that part of your voice.
And Max!
Yeah, it's good.
And suddenly...
It's cresting a hill.
And suddenly, they forget so fast. And John, do you know this? John does this movie about the Crazy Coyote cartoon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, what does Max say? No, thank you.
Thank you.
Not hungry.
Mm-hmm. Oh. We're not eating tonight.
Two to the base of the skull.
Not eating. Yeah. Hollywood Handbook Hive, not eating.
Well, not for long.
Not hungry. Daddy's Aslan, so not hungry.
Wouldn't it be so funny if they were like, the whole idea is like Wile E. Coyote is like, cannot be dead. And so it's like, this was just another trap.
Yes. Oh, wow. Another scheme of Wile E. Coyote's
funny.
That explode in his face, but he still comes back out.
Oh my god,
out.
It's Wile E. Coyote. He's right. Walking down the aisle of the theater like,
yeah. That's so meta.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I love seeing
that's
you light
so
up.
It's great to see you light it up really like that. Yeah.
That's so meta. Kate, I mean, that's truly like zooming out, you know? It's like from the view from the blimp, as they say.
Yeah.
Well, Kate really... you know, specializes in meta stuff.
Yeah, can't get away from it, I guess. Yeah.
So you might, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you want to ask your question. That's me teeing you up.
Kate, talk about how meta you can be.
is this, are we eyeing a streamer for the play?
You know.
I'm pushing her.
Yeah, Johnson pushing.
I want it filmed.
Are
we
having those conversations? And is the Max thing, like, is this like, after Peacock, is it just like, we're not doing that again type thing?
No, we loved Peacock. They were really excellent to work with. Really,
truly.
Really easy, wonderful people.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really was a great process. Yeah, you know, with the play, which I hope people will come see in Pasadena.
January, February
2024. Tickets on sale now. PasadenaPlayhouse.org. You'll have to see it, but it's...
I seen you talk about the play.
Yeah.
With Nathan for you.
Fielder.
Yeah.
You see what he's
y'all
been
talked
doing,
about
like...
the play.
Yeah, we interviewed... Yeah. Nathan interviewed me...
to do the show?
For... I'm sure. I'm sure he's a huge fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not seen the stuff, like the new stuff, but...
Yeah. Oh,
is he gonna want to talk about that? Like he's gonna want
probably.
To, like,
is he pissed if I haven't seen it?
Yeah.
No. Sure.
It just happened. It literally just happened.
We can't be.
It just came out last
and it's
week.
Showtime.
I think. Yeah.
So
you can buy the add-on.
So you can watch it within.
Yeah. But the timing is really within for like promoting it. The time like that window has closed, and thank you, Kevin, for that. I just want to say thanks for waiting until the window has completely closed.
I don't know my streaming. Whole schedule around his new show.
There is a lot
apparently.
Of anger.
Apparently.
I know. I can feel that.
Apparently don't. Nathan. I could. I certainly could build my schedule around like when his show is coming out.
Yeah,
that's
let me just tell my family.
We have people on.
Right. Hi, my family. Yeah, sorry, Nathan's doing a new show. I gotta sit by the TV, sit by the Sonos and wait. No, that's not realistic. I'm
I wish
sorry,
the listeners
Nathan.
Could see your dad bracelet.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's really
they can.
Sweet.
Where do you guys keep?
They can.
Yeah, they can.
Okay.
They can.
Yeah.
Okay. They love talking about it.
I'm becoming a bracelet guy this year.
Yeah,
and there's
yeah.
a certain point totally. In your life where you kind of hit a wall.
Yeah.
And you say, really, what can I do that would be interesting to me at all?
Literally.
And one of them is to become
well,
a
literally,
like
yesterday
that.
I started putting this
watch
on.
Remember, I noticed
I'm, like,
immediately.
So bored.
Yeah. Watches. I was thinking about getting a watch.
I'm
yeah.
shocked I don't have a tattoo right now based on how bored yeah. I am.
Have you ever had a
this? I could do. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Me either.
I'm so bored. Which I actually think
I forgot,
is the most
I do.
Mortal.
I forgot
sin.
To put the one on today I was going to wear because this is something I
being
do.
Being bored. Mm-hmm. Yeah. None of us have tattoos. Huge.
No tattoos.
That's tripping me out.
It's a sign
there's
of maturity.
There's something pure about that.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also a sign for me of just indecisiveness. Mm. I know myself. I know that I'm mutable, yes, that I change.
Yeah.
And that there are different seasons of myself.
Well, isn't that what's kind of exciting with the tattoo?
You know, the tattoo
that reminder of where you were. Yeah, mm-hmm. who you were.
What if I don't like who I was?
Yeah.
What if I don't like who I am right now?
Where do you guys keep your like your bathroom
trash? Stuff in the where
I have an amazing bathroom trash.
I have an
Have you noticed my bathroom trash? We haven't talked about it.
I have to say I have not.
But honey, that's a towel.
You haven't noticed it?
Well, I'm also I'm also like I will say this is a kind of gendered thing. Like I don't
menstruate?
Don't have one.
Yeah. So I don't like, often I don't make trash. Mm-hmm. My trash goes down the drain, honey.
Yeah.
I don't ever.
And
I don't
you're not putting on makeup and taking
there's
off
no makeup.
I flush my dental floss. Mm-hmm. I spit
don't,
into the
toilet. You shouldn't flush dental floss.
I don't flush. I do do.
You shouldn't flush dental floss because it seals. They get caught up in it.
But I have. What's your trash?
Do you even notice it?
No.
So I got this trash. I was staying at a friend's house, and she had this trash, and I went. Something about this, if it's a little industrial, if it's a little not romantic, I love wicker in the home. Mm-hmm. It's what Simple Human, that brand, they really have a, they've cornered the market.
Got it, yeah.
You step on
modern,
it, and it's,
clean.
It is so, the trash.
It's wicker,
the,
step on
sorry,
it?
Sorry, it's not wicker. I veer
so this
wicker.
Is yeah.
It's chrome.
Type.
It's black chrome. It's playing against type.
Mm-hmm. Black
the
chrome.
Power, yes.
John, it disappears the into
pedal.
The bathroom. You have to go check it out.
Okay.
John's coming over after because we're gonna start spitballing.
And
yeah,
check,
yeah.
But, and I'll double back trash. For mine. Honey, that's your towel warmer.
But what does it do? Does it is it,
so it has
perfectly
this.
Sealed
you
off?
You press on it, two flaps open up like this. You dump the trash. Whoop.
God.
And
is
it
electronic
an effortless,
or is it a lever?
It's a peek-boo trash.
It's a lever. You barely tap it.
I don't know what I mean.
You
is it like thigh high? Like what? That like elevation?
So it's really short. It's perfect. I mean, it
but
disappears.
It has the flaps and stuff.
It has the flaps open this way. It takes up no space.
Wow.
I love it.
You're stepping on it with your like
butterfly
bare,
trash.
Butterfly
bare
trash.
Feet.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, but no shoes in the house.
Bathroom
okay.
trash.
Modern, clean,
is...
industrial, but feminine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you take out your trash, are you like, oh, bathroom trash? Or do you like,
is so, it lined?
I'll say another thing about this bathroom trash.
Or do you like dump it out?
So it's lined and it comes with little liners. You wouldn't believe the amount of trash this thing stores.
That's interesting to me. And now I want a photo because
I'll send it for the pod.
Mine, I can only get like one thing in there.
I got an office trash can that I really thought was going to hold more. Mm-hmm. But it is a bathroom trash, essentially. It's a little step on pedal,
you
little
might...
metal. And I got to say, it fills up so fast.
You're going to want to look into the Simple Human.
No, it's true. I'm ruthless.
You might want to look into this. Because I got the smaller one. There's an even bigger one. They have a huge, huge, and you can get black, you can get white, you can get silver.
Oh, the thing, it's the feet thing for me. I'm in there because
touching
my
it.
Feet are dirty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
right.
And so now I'm touching my feet. It's like, this is the problem that I came here to address.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was
you know
trying
what
to
I mean?
Solve.
That's interesting.
Now I have to give my trash can a bath. Mm-hmm. I guess it's right there. It's in the bathroom. I guess that's convenient
about it. I mean, you didn't say that, but I assume that happens.
There's nothing worse than cleaning a trash can, and I do it, you know.
It's horrible.
I might talk about this on stage, actually.
I
work it out now.
I'm buying a ticket to that.
Work it out now.
Okay, there's nothing worse than cleaning your trash can.
Work it out now.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse. The worst thing for me is cleaning the trash can.
Why? What's the why?
Is this how she
no? But it's but we're in this area, and it's like, well, the trash can, right? Like, no, like think about
yeah,
what
no,
it
you're
is.
Right, you're
universal.
Right.
It's to hold the refuse. It is to dispose of the unclean. And
ooh.
Now I'm inside it. Like to clean it, I have to get in, don't I?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Like. I'm trash.
Mm-hmm.
Like
right,
this is what
right.
I think.
Who
trash.
Was the guy?
Debase
who was
myself?
The guy?
Who came up with this?
Who was the first guy who was like, "Hey, I've got this piece of nasty, smelly, stinky piece of trash. I should keep this in my house."
Okay. No.
I should
but
find
it's
a
true.
Special box.
It's true.
That's like I should actually pay money for something to keep this smelly, stinky,
inside
it's a piece of
house.
Trash
yeah.
in my house.
That's good stand-up.
I know, that's yeah. good.
Who was, I'd how sort can, of like to have a conversation yeah, with that guy.
Yeah. How, can I, how can I store this next to where I eat?
Yeah, yeah.
Is the post getting like, is it like going off or like?
It's what? Still uploading.
It's uploading.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it going nuts or?
Slow Wi-Fi this time of year, right?
Yeah, it's the season.
Yeah, it starts to cool down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the sap inside the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if it's not doing, if it's like embarrassing to have it up there, I would like to cancel it.
Can I do that thing where I tag John and Kate and it posts on your grids as well?
Oh my God, that a is collaborative so post. Fucked up.
I know.
I cannot believe that.
They want you to collaborate on the post.
Yeah, the fact that anyone can just do that.
That you can put something on my grid, that shakes me up.
You know, there's a new post.
Any given time, they're literally just doing that.
Accept it. Can you? I'm like, because it's so easy. I'm like, but you, no, I don't want to. I understand.
I heard there's a new close friends grid.
What do you mean?
Because I've been really detoxing from social media. I have two phones now. I have a social media phone and my regular phone. I'm really mm-hmm. seriously committed to it.
Yeah.
So I'm on it less, but I just heard there's a close friend grid option, which I don't know how I feel about that. So you could post a grid.
I just feel like I would get confused.
Do you'd
right?
have a and private grid.
But why don't you just exactly. do be real?
What?
But just do be real.
Right, exactly. Yeah, totally. Wait, didn't you get the phone, the light phone?
Oh, I literally...
You bought it, right?
I bought in a state of total mania.
I was so excited about the light phone.
I bought the light phone, and I was like, here we go. And then I tried to, like, sync it, and I freaked out. Like, I could not
just fully unusable,
it.
And that's the idea.
No max.
And that is where they get you.
Because
mm-hmm. that's the idea, but then how do you start using it?
And they get you with maps.
That's if the it's unusable. Idea, John.
I know.
You are not supposed to be on your phone so much.
I know.
And so you get this thing and your first instinct is like, how do I get on my phone? It's the whole
I want to boy. Just make a call.
John, you should set it up.
I couldn't figure out how to make a call.
But isn't that hard though? No maps. You know what I'm saying? Living in LA, driving around.
I mean that.
No, I really.
Because I could get a GPS thing in my car just for
disgusting.
GPS.
It's disgusting.
Sleep. Sleep. Sorry, I was just trying that out.
Wake him.
When you wake up.
Wake him up.
When you wake up, you will be Haze. You're awake. No. Now you will get to wake up.
He went to sleep even. Okay, now he's up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
Oh. You know, the usual.
What?
What's your name, buddy?
Mr. Hayes.
Oh!
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That actually worked.
Clip
that's
that.
Crazy.
That's clip
crazy.
That.
Can I post that too?
Yes.
Get wake it up, up there, man. Himself. Put it in their grids.
Sleep.
Wake them up.
When you
himself.
Wake up, you'll be back to normal.
Yeah.
As Sean. Wake up.
Good.
Hey,
how you doing?
How you doing?
You were being so funny about trash.
Tell me your name again.
Thanks.
Tell me your name again.
My name?
Yeah.
You know I'm the Clem Dog, baby.
And we're back.
We're back. Safe.
Yeah.
That was really scary.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like, which one is like the real... You okay?
Did something happen?
Leg cramping.
A little body pain.
We're good. Shit, I'm just holding on to it and it's going to go away.
Are we
having
Charlie water? Horse? Like, are we drinking water?
I know. I just enough? Get my water from
Java.
Coffee.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is hydration. I've had almost
there's
no
so much
Java
water
today.
In fruit. Yeah. Java. I mean, water Java is the almost entirely fruit.
You're so right.
Yeah.
I really, really am serious about this. I do not get. I think it's really fucked up to get your water just directly from water.
No.
I think you should be getting.
You're
it
supposed to get it.
Yes. If you eat a handful of berries, you know, every afternoon,
lettuces,
like,
flowers.
Yeah.
Nasturtium.
They say like there's scurvy. They talk about scurvy mm-hmm. from like not having fruit. Like yes,
right.
Get it. Got it.
Yes, that's bad.
They don't talk, and there isn't really a name for it. The disease from like too much fruit.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Kiwi.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
But it is basically the same thing.
Right.
It's
like, didn't Steve Jobs? He was like
mm-hmm.
only fruit or
he
whatever,
was,
and
he
then
was
he
fruit
died.
Pilled,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was
fruit pilled.
Yeah. The only fruit, and like you won't get cancer.
He was
and then
going
boom.
Produce.
You know, I sometimes brag about this guy. Farmers in my family, and I've.
Oh
Steve Jobs obsessed with the fruit from my family's farm.
Wow, he's
and he died
because he was so obsessed with only eating.
Right.
He was like eating like pounds and pounds of apricots. The apricots, mm-hmm. of course, didn't kill him.
No,
but you can't only you can't
and
eat
I don't
think
that.
They
did.
Only
you can't
and Kate,
that.
I don't think they did, but I do think that when you say that someone who died. Only eight.
Yeah.
A food.
It's a guns don't kill people type.
Yeah, totally.
It's
like,
yeah.
They don't help. Yeah.
Yeah.
Post update.
Hit me.
What do we got?
The account Fuck Jerry reposted it.
Oh my god. Okay. I didn't know he was still going.
That's crazy.
You're going viral again.
He said, didn't expect this on my 2022 bingo card.
Okay.
Is that, I don't know if it's a typo or.
I think it is.
Okay. Should I respond?
Yeah, we've got to write something back. We can't just leave Fuck Jerry.
We write okay, can we do a comment that's like, please credit us?
Hello, Jerry. Please credit us. Should I post like a GIF with it or something?
Put our bios like in the comments.
Body of the comment.
Yeah.
Okay.
And do one bio per comment.
Don't get someone to get someone reply that, on like, the bio. To reply to the bio. Yeah. To the bio.
Reply
yeah,
to the bio with the bio.
I have something you could call him to dress it up instead of just Hello Jerry.
Great.
Maraschino Jerry.
Maraschino
Jerry.
It's comedic because
or you call him Ben. You could say fuck because Ben and Jerry. So you say Ben. Hey Ben.
Hey Ben. Oh.
And it's hey Ben. Yeah.
Do both and see which one he likes.
As two separate
comments.
Hey Ben,
comments. Where's Jerry? Hey Ben, where's Jerry?
Hey Ben, where's Jerry? Maraschino Jerry.
Hey Ben, where's Jerry? It's me.
Maraschino Newman. Jerry. Chocolate covered Jerry.
Hey Ben, where's Jerry? It's me, Maraschino Jerry. Please credit us. And then there's four separate comments with each of your bios.
Okay, good.
Great.
And it's like a cascading reply of the
bios. Yeah, where they reformat.
Yeah, and you have to you have to click to see more. Yeah, they have to fully reformat the comments.
You know what I hate? Have you noticed this? This is so... See, I hate when you've used... When you're so addicted to your phone that, like, these minutiae are interesting to one.
Yeah, I'm in already.
But when you go... Like, when you reply to a comment, there's also an option that just says message.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's, I know, like, he's right there. This
it's just...
He's about to...
kind of like the
bird. Go.
It's like, hey, do you think everyone needs to... see this?
Well, exactly. But also,
do we think that this is
take it offline?
We
take
sure
it offline.
This is for public consumption.
Yeah. But it's,
this
but
just might be between a private, the two of you.
Yeah, if at all.
But you'll comment LOL, and you'll hit message instead of reply, and then suddenly you're in a stranger's DMs, and it looks like I'm like being like, LOL.
That's crazy.
You know,
I didn't
like
know
I'm trying
that.
To have sex
this
them.
Is why I have two phones.
Yeah. But it can still happen on that one phone. That's what I don't understand. I mean, what is it about the two phones?
I don't update. You? So I don't have the latest Instagram.
Oh, she's on the old
world.
Instagram.
I don't need to have all that accoutrement.
Yeah. No, I hate it.
I'm in this bad spot. I always want other people, the public, to know when I think a photo of a young woman is stunning.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I end up in this spot.
DMing. Yes,
where
in
I'm
the DMing.
DMing.
Stunning.
Just to her.
Yeah, yeah.
Stunning.
Yeah. Stunning.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need
no.
her to know it. I need other people to know.
Right.
I've got an eye for this stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm still on the Facebook that was only for elite colleges. Like when they were...
Well, that's right.
Just kind of adding colleges,
the Ivy League
one by
version,
one, sort of in order of elite.
Like, how did they preserve that? You're phone's never updated.
They just made the new one and we were like, we're
staying.
Good. Like, yeah, we're actually good.
Yeah.
And we have a wall, of course, and people post on the wall.
The wall.
In a way that makes sense, which is in the third person about who you're posting
about.
It's
right,
like, this guy's the best friend you could ever ask for.
Yeah.
But don't ask him for some of his tofruities or like whatever. Like, you know, like that. Like,
yeah. Hayes is a legend, but don't watch Garden State with him. He'll talk all the way through it.
Yeah, exactly. So people are reading it and they're getting information instead of.
Well, and they know that this person really knows you. Yes. Like, that feels like such a specific story that it's like they must have some kind of history.
That is
sweet.
And it's with the understanding that, like, we literally everyone can see this. Like, you're talking in front of everyone. The world.
Yes. And that was beautiful.
A lot. We're not going to. We have to look for it elsewhere. We're not going to get back.
You need something else.
Yeah.
I remember when the wall came out and I was like, what? Like, when every new innovation of social media, you're like, no.
Yeah.
There's no way. And then in
5 minutes later,
literally,
right?
I was going to do a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Cut me saying 5 minutes
later. So it's just a week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Remember all the outrage when Instagram changed their the logo? Remember that?
What was it?
Everyone was so angry because it used to be that flat image.
I was livid.
And then it became, what's it called? Skeomorphism.
Yes.
Was that what it is? And then it became to it came that that chrome, that shiny thing, that object.
Putting I broke my slimy thumb on this.
I broke my arm swinging around, so mad at that. I saw the new logo, just started
punching
fucking
the wall.
Spinning.
Punching.
Yeah.
Plus it punch. It was like just, a flail.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But hit it against this column.
A lot of people.
Yeah. I was in a parking garage.
Yeah. Freaking out.
Yeah. Fuck. Which I don't even know how I got service to see it. Mm-hmm. But I just started swinging, you know?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Damn, dude.
It's personal.
But now it's like, I don't even really remember the old logo.
Isn't that sad?
Remember when it was about just something filters? Else. It was like all about the filter, and you would look
Nashville.
Like a picture.
Nashville was my go-to.
And it was all like blue and like and it was thick. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Amaro.
Vintage. Amaro,
and it was like, don't do Kelvin
I
on me.
I loved Amaro.
No one do Kelvin on me.
I was a Marvel. I was a
Marvel.
I was a Amaro Nashville kind of.
Valencia.
Yeah, Valencia.
It's classy.
Yeah.
They're elegant.
Amaro.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember feeling so tortured because like, I felt like you had such a kind of like way with the filter.
Wow, really?
You knew exactly what to do. And and mine were so like.
Clarendon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's just... you, Clarendon.
Wow, the
John,
memory on
people
you.
People can go back, right? Like
they can see that. Like they can scroll to 2012.
Yeah, did you go back and delete? Do you have 1,800 posts?
I've done a deep like. Oh no, where went I went deep. To the very beginning and just started deleting posts I hated.
Yeah.
And it's like, just delete the whole thing.
The but whole then you grid. Get to the one just that's
you know
like,
what I love? When people have,
exactly.
You know it's an artistic type when you have, they do the grid and they make all the photos
that
to be one photo.
Is
so you go
crazy.
To their page
so long.
And that's everyone.
This episode is so long. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
It's been just a blast having you guys drink Athletic Greens. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
I want a chocolate eclair.
From where?
Oh, no.
I'm considering making you go to a pastry shop with me after this.
The way people drink it, and I just feel like even the fact that they're drinking, we can talk about this and then we can go. Like, even the fact that people are drinking Athletic Greens means they have the proportions wrong. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be in a condition that you can drink. It should be much thicker. Like, you're not getting the greens. You should be eating it.
Because that,
exactly.
Cause it's...
You should have to cut it with a knife and fork.
Yeah, because that's... Part of the process.
Unctuous, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The breakdown.
Yeah.
You know,
that's why we
do
have
it.
Teeth to masticate.
Snort it. Well, yeah. Because that water, this is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You don't want that hydration.
No, it has to be lukewarm, right? Because if it's cold, it clumps.
I want my brain healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes
all this
right
stuff's a lost cause.
Yeah.
But up here, I still can be strong.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, yeah, I'd like
have
to
you done
it,
brain injections?
Yes.
I've got a handful
they're
of
incredible.
Them, yeah.
They're incredible.
Yeah, through here.
Really it's the only good. Thing that works for me.
Yeah, did you get it from here or did you go from behind?
I do. There's a softer, and my Fontanelle never fully, so I still have that soft patch.
Yeah.
So they sometimes just go right in there, but it's very painful.
Straight through the top, yeah.
Fontanelle.
Fontanelle. That's
unbelievable to have that,
for some reason, the occipital notch.
Mm.
He only credited Kate.
Wait, I do want to say, listeners, if you rewind, so stop. If you rewind right now, like 3 minutes, you'll hear Kate quietly say that she's on the rack into the mic.
It's true. I said it. I was looking at you.
Yeah,
because I'm craving a chocolate eclair.
Was that in reference to anything, or just like?
Oh.
Or she's just sent, like...
No, I'm...
No,
this
no,
is,
I mean, not...
This
not,
is
like,
so
but,
girl
like,
brain.
Was it,
I'm
was it
sitting
contextual?
Here...
You're just
I'm
like,
sitting here dreaming about chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sorry to bring that up. I just thought it was so funny.
No,
I'm
thank
not...
you. I'm glad someone
and
caught
you said...
it. Yeah.
I thought you might be saying that's how you get your Athletic Greens.
Through eclairs?
Like, no,
on the
through
rack.
Like a pat, like
yeah,
a
then
pad
I put,
or,
oh,
I put
through
my
being
Athletic
on the
Greens
rack.
And a tampon and I shove it up my ass.
There are different ways to absorb nutrients. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me just handcuff myself and only try one for the rest of my life. That's a real exciting thing. I've got this whole body. I'm going to only take nutrients.
Exactly.
This way.
I know. Exactly.
Yeah. Very smart. Yeah. It couldn't possibly be a better way.
Ridiculous.
I used to think the earth was flat.
I know.
Let's put some Athletic Greens in some other holes, man. What the fuck are we talking about? Jesus Christ.
Through the foot.
Do you guys want a hat?
Oh my God, yeah. I love this hat. It's
oh,
so
please.
Great. It's really cool.
I know, what's
so
the good. Relation? What's the
Oh gosh.
Oh damn, I almost had it too.
It was really, you had your fingers right on it.
Is Hat Pack a Hollywood Handbook thing?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I feel stupid.
Hollywood Handbook is kind of a Hat Pack thing.
I have a really big head.
Yeah.
Whoa. This is kind of cool. It's really tight.
One thing is, like, if we can we take this back? So if you go, hey, is Hat Pack a you guys thing?
Yeah.
And then we'll go, no.
Okay,
Hat Pack is a you guys
thing. It's a you guys thing.
Yeah.
John told me once that
you look good in it, John.
He listened to the show and that made me feel really nice.
I feel 10
feet tall. Oh, yeah. It's funny to me now to think that I actually
I would feel 100
feet
tall.
I listened to y'all's show when I was in Scotland in Airbnb and doing push-ups.
That's so cool.
I find myself believing it again,
shirtless.
Even as he just revealed that he has no idea what the Hat Pack is.
Oh, yeah.
He can't stay up all time.
I know.
And I find myself getting sucked in again, being like, does he actually
does
listen?
That.
It's like,
it's shirtless push-ups, but who would make that up? It's so specific.
When did Hat Pack present itself?
A few months ago, when you were busy.
So what, I don't listen to... Oh, sorry. I go back. I go back, and
old days.
Yeah, I'm not like I'll admit it. I'm not a weekly listener.
Mm-hmm. Binge mode.
I go binge mode.
Yeah,
binge.
People have been saying it's an international travel show. That's what it's like. Yeah. It's very case specific.
That's what it's for.
It's not domestic.
It works.
Like, we have shows for that.
There's something very European about our humor.
It is
totally. I've always
not the.
I think John looks great in that.
You look amazing, but now can we take it and you go, so is Hat Pack like a you guys thing?
Okay, yeah. So is Hat Pack like a you guys thing?
Not like
I
that, have to get do it loud.
Can you say it to the camera too?
Yeah, yeah. So is Hat Pack like a you guys thing?
And with energy.
You got it.
Okay. So
who directed the special? Because just like, we might know that we could like get them... Episode 30 is so long, but like if we could get that, like
get them on the horn.
And this is me saying that the special
was
great, you know.
Work.
I think
yes, dude. Great, but.
So is Hat Pack like a you guys thing?
That's really good.
Yeah, but don't do it.
Oh, right.
Because we have to do our line.
We'll do it well again because that's the real test.
Okay. So is Hat Pack like a you guys thing?
Show the hat to the camera.
So is Hat Pack like a you guys thing?
No. Hat Pack is a you guys thing.
Wow.
Clip it.
And you
Clip
respond it.
Send it
clearly
to, fuck Jerry.
To like a little bit of antagonizing, you know,
exactly.
Just to like get
I
you
need
there,
to feel small.
Which you absolutely did. He doesn't respond to that at all.
Yeah.
Like, what it is what it is.
Yeah.
We are donezo.
Nothing come.
Like,
nothing else.
I cannot
you
tell you how much worse
else.
It can
It only
get.
Degrades wow. from yes. there. Copy of a copy of a copy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really
you have
pretty
to go.
Grim.
Like Julianne Moore, you just got to no rehearsal.
Go.
Yes.
Go raw.
Yeah. I save it all up for the one take.
So what's Hat Pack?
So
well, your listeners know. You don't need to explain it.
No.
What if someone's? What if
they
one
could
of
use
our
a,
fans?
They could use a little reminder.
People could use a refresher because some
sales,
people still are asking.
Some people have short memories.
Yeah.
Every 20 years, Hollywood requires that a new pack emerge. Rat this Pack. In the 60s.
Rat Pack.
Rat Pack in the 80s. Frat Pack in the 2000s. Here we are in the 2020s, and
Pack,
nature
like
abhors a vacuum.
You're thinking of the sex having.
I was thinking Pussy Posse.
Yes, they were
Sorry,
probably
I'm trying
were
to
friends.
Have my term for it,
and the but. Frat Pack probably had sex as well.
Mm.
Frat Pack was like Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson, Ben Stiller, like that whole comedy unit. And then so there is no pack, and we thought, what if the new pack was so inclusive, and it was the Hat Pack because it should rhyme. And of course,
and
everyone
of having
the,
to
all,
like
all
be
of the
cast
internet
in a movie
hat pack,
and
hat
go
wins.
Through that whole thing.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
spent $29. Are you fucking kidding me? Like,
that's genius.
That, like, this is,
and this
is
the
coinciding with the fourth turning, which of course has like so many other implications.
Oh, yes. No, we are involved in the fourth turning, and it is a time
involved
of great
is a word
crisis,
for it.
You know,
wow.
But which is also a time to rebuild. You know,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not all
yeah,
negative.
Yeah.
Look,
it's,
I think of it like a brush fire.
I was going to say
know?
A cleansing
like,
fire.
Yes, that it naturally, you know, you think of it, it's great destruction, but it's required to make space
new
for something new to emerge.
But what we're finding is our listeners need
help.
To be reminded every single fucking episode that they that their hats for sale that they
well,
that
I think
they can
it's
buy.
Great. Look at that.
Or that they just like wearing filthy hats that they never replace. Like, this is what we're learning about our listeners, that they just buy one hat.
It's pathetic.
And wear it for the rest of their lives.
Well, I'm hoping we're going to bring in like a new kind of queer contingent.
And you could probably throw this in the wash.
That would be amazing.
Hold on to the hat back.
Yeah. It is really cute. Do I get to keep this?
Yours has a blue sticker.
I have lice.
Not for sale.
But that's so chic, right? Is when you leave the sticker on. That's like very hip hop.
Oh, yeah, totally.
The sticker's happy.
I have one louse. I have one very active louse.
Yeah. Is it like...
it's like a circus level louse, but it doesn't respond to direction. You know what I mean? It does tricks, but not in any way that I'm like, do this trick. It's just doing the impulse.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just so used to what he does.
Yeah, you can kind of.
Lice have no impulse control. That's what I was going to say.
I have to use the bathroom.
Bye.
Oh my God.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.